Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright. Okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, like, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Tonight's edition of Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius, Channel 159, Lisi in the cockpit for just a couple of segments. Carver will be joining us in just a minute or two. He's at the softball game, playoff action out there on the island. We'll get Carver's take when he does come back. But big night in terms of sports, full slate of Major League Baseball. They have some games in rain delays. We'll get to those in just a couple of minutes. But the big news tonight, game one, Stanley Cup Finals, Edmonton Panthers. Which team will start to get a jump? Will it be the Edmonton Oilers with McDavid, Draisaitl, and that lethal offense? Or will it be the Cardiac Kids, Florida Panthers, that just have dominated their third straight Stanley Cup appearance? Total right now is 6.5. Juice slightly to the under at -114 on FanDuel. Early look, I like Edmonton, I think, could crack through. First time since 93 to have a Canadian team win the Stanley Cup. But I think in game one, I'm going to take a shot with Florida in terms of goal scorers. Maybe we take Verhaeghe or we take Tkachuk. We'll see if there's good value. We have about 6 minutes. We'll get Matias's take to see who he likes for the series as well as tonight's action, and we'll break that down in just a couple of minutes. Do you want to give some quick scores that I'm on? Cleveland and the Yankees, I altered that total up to a very high. It was an 8.5-9 number. I altered it to 11.5. You got the Guardians up 3-0, bottom third. Yankees with first and second with two outs. Phillies exploded last night. Struggling a little bit right now. Top five with the Blue Jays, 1-0. There's a total of only 4 hits there. Rain delay right now in Atlanta. They haven't started. I'll try to get you a time on that. Rain delay right now in Chicago. First pitch, I think, will be in about 40 minutes. Right now, Tigers, I did alt that total to 10.5, so we'll see if we can get that. In-game action also in Tampa. Yeah, this game that just, again, another Tampa game that trended to the under. Last night, I believe it was 5-1. Right now, Tampa Bay Rays 1-0 over the Rangers, one of the worst scoring teams in Major League Baseball. It seems like they wait to get down, and then all of a sudden, they put it together from the sixth inning on. We'll see if they can break out tonight. It was an 8.5 total. I did like the over. We'll see if we can get it as this game progresses. I mentioned the Stanley Cup playoffs, game one. I like Florida. We'll see if Carver agrees with me in game number one. But, Matias, any thoughts about how this game might play out? I know Florida plays to the over. 6.5 seems like a big number for a game one of the finals. I lean under and Florida in game number one.
I'm with you every step of the way, baby. I love the under tonight.
That's scary.
Barkov and Skinner have great games. You know, I said it last week, though. This isn't a new thing. I like the under game one. I like the overs going after game one. I think both goaltenders show up today. Great game. I like Verhaeghe to score a goal. And I also like Brad Marchand to score a goal. I think Brad Marchand to score a goal at plus 300. Some good value there. Stanley Cup game. You know what I mean? Brad Marchand loves to play big and big, and he hasn't played in the Stanley Cup in quite some time. So let's roll, baby. And I like the Florida Panthers. I'm with you, Joe. We're on the same page. I know you say that's scary, but we're rolling tonight.
I know. You said Verhaeghe, he's plus 235 for anytime goal scorer. And I sort of like Reinhardt at 2-1, if you're thinking Florida, right? For the Oilers, I always get this – I always screw up, and Carver knows every time we take – Draisaitl, it's McDavid, and so on and so forth. What about Evander Kane at plus 310 for the Oilers tonight? Could he break through for a goal? March?
Possibly.
Plus 330.
You know, I don't want to swing with Kane. I was swinging with Kane last season. You know who I really want to swing with today on the Oilers? He just always seems to be around the area and puts a puck on net. You know, he always gets a stick and puts it on net. That's Corey Perry, Joe. Corey Perry has been in and out of there, and he stepped up since the injury problem. You know, he came into this he became more involved with the offense with the injury to a Florida Panther. I can't recall who got hurt now, but he stepped up. He's been scoring goals for the Oilers, excuse me. And I like Nugent Hopkins tonight, Joe. I think Nugent Hopkins gets on the scoring card for the Edmonton Oilers.
All right, so let's let me give the line. Edmonton at home, game number one. Money line is minus 122. If you like the Panthers, like myself, plus 102 on the money line. You want to take them with a goal and a half, it's minus 250. Total, like I mentioned, over. If you want to go with that trend with the Florida Panthers playing a majority of their playoff games to the over 6.5, you're getting plus 112, minus 138 to the under. And that makes sense in terms of game number one. Knowing how Edmonton fell behind in the series last year, game number one, you would think that's more of a feeling out process. Let's not take a lot of chances. Let's see how this game progresses. See if we could steal one at home and then go up 1-0 in the series. I would think that that's how it plays out. Now, if this game all of a sudden goes off the rails and we get 3 or 4 goals in regards to period number one, then all of a sudden all bets are off. I do, like I said, I do like Reinhardt at 2-1. I mentioned Tkachuk. He's plus 220 and Verhaeghe at plus 240. My one shot for the Oilers goal scorer would be Evander Kane. And if we're talking goaltenders, I mean, you want to take a shot on Bobrovsky tonight. Let me just give you the goalies here. Bobrovsky to save. Well, Skinner's 23.5. Bobrovsky's number is 24.5. It's juiced to the under at minus 128. But if you want to take a shot and think Edmonton's going to start fast at home, Bobrovsky to save 25+ is even money. Not a bad bet. Not a bad bet. I, if you think Florida's going to win the game like I do, defense in the third period, that could be a lot of shots on goal. Bobrovsky steps up. I know at times I've knocked him. I've called him a sieve, and at times he is, but he's been on throughout these playoffs, and we talked about it the other night as well in terms of if Florida, big picture, wins the Cup. What does that mean? You know, we had two teams that have won two of the last three, and what I'm talking about is Florida and obviously the Tampa Bay Lightning about 4 or 5 seasons ago, and Carver mentioned how they won during the COVID year, the bubble per se, that puts a little, I don't want to say asterisks on it, but it's a little bit different as opposed to what Florida's done in terms of in the final 3 years now, especially with this year just dominating Carolina and watching that series play out. I mean, just never threatened from start to finish. That's what they've done. They've made some great moves. Marchand's been a great cherry on top. And when you look at blue-collar players, Reinhardt, Bennett, Tkachuk. I mean, it doesn't get better than this. So game one about to start right now. Baseball, Pirates up 3-0 on the Astros. They got a couple of runs early. Right now, Astros do have a man on second, I believe one out. So we'll see if they can crack through. That total was 9.5. Again, another under night. We saw some Some games fly through the total last night, not tonight. Cubby started the game, bases loaded, couldn't get anybody over, and they're scoreless now in Washington. End of six, headed to seven. So we'll see if we can pick off value. Phillies now threatening. Bases loaded, one out, up 1-0. Right now, four hits for the Phils. Blue Jays with only one hit through five. So we'll see how that plays out. I mentioned bottom two, Tampa Bay and Texas, 1-0. In the break, I'll look at the rain delay, see when we're going to get underway in Atlanta. And obviously, the game in Chicago, Detroit White Sox, Atlanta Diamondbacks. We'll talk about it coming up next. Lisi in the cockpit talking baseball, hockey, him. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
They're about to get underway in Edmonton. Oh, baby, electric atmosphere there. McDavid, Bouchard, they're showing everybody. Sammy Bennett. In the break, I did jump on Verhage at plus 240, anytime goal scorer. And I am jumping in now on the Panthers at plus 104. With Verhage, I was able to get a 25% profit boost. Took him up to basically 3-1. So I don't know, depending upon the book, if you have a profit boost, take it on Verhage. Like I said, if you want to take a shot on him, one of the Edmonton players, I like Evander Kane to potentially break out. He's, like I said, 310. Let me just get that updated number. I'll jump on him too. Why not? It's Wednesday night. Evander Kane now 290 on FanDuel. So there you go. We're in on the hockey. We got Evander Kane and Verhage to score. I do like the Panthers to win the game at plus 104 on the money line. And there you go. We're in, we're locked, we're loaded, and hopefully we win some money as this game plays out. Quick scores. Tampa clinging to a 1-0 lead against the Rangers. Again, this gutless Rangers team, they are absolutely atrocious in regards to scoring runs. The Yankees a little bit. I know they won the game, and Carver and I hit that last night, the 3.5. We had, I believe, Volpe and Jazz Hands, Chisholm that hit home runs. But struggling since they got smashed by the Dodgers 2 out of 3. I know they broke out on Sunday with 7 runs, but they come in. And I know the Guardians are above average, a little bit better. Pitching is good, but 3-0. They haven't gotten any runners on, haven't threatened really. Over the first three. So we'll see if they can get it going, maybe from the fourth inning on. Other games of note, and I said I was going to find out about the start of the rain delay games, Chicago and Detroit and Atlanta. FanDuel has Atlanta as an 8:20 start, so in about 4 minutes, and we have an 8:41 Eastern time start in Chicago. So right now, Chicago plus 166 on the money line. Total is 8, juiced heavily at minus 120 to the under, minus 198 for the Tigers. And then the Braves right now, who struggled again, they trailed that game 4-1. They made it a little close, 4-3. And then it was 5-3 for about 4 innings. They never threatened from the 7th inning on, couldn't get anybody on. I thought they could break through, and they got absolutely smashed by the Diamondbacks. So we'll see exactly what transpires. Plus 146 on the Diamondbacks, 7.5 total, minus 114 to the under. I don't need to see, Matias, every player now. Can't we just get the starters for the hockey? We get every McDavid, Draisaitl. Is this the starters, or is this the whole lineup here? What is this? I need to see everybody. Devin Bouchard, is he a starter or is he a hack? Come on now. Let's just drop the puck.
They're enough. Giving the team some love, Joe. They're giving the team some love. All the guys deserve to get some airtime, baby. It's a Stanley Cup. Let's go. They all kiss the cup if they win it. Let's go.
This This Skinner looks soft tonight. He looks a little soft, this Skinner. Let me tell you. 74, I don't like his number either. We're going after him tonight. What do you think? You want to go after Skinner? Let's pepper him early.
Yeah, I'm not going after him, but you know what? He's been tremendous. But so has Bobrovsky. That's what, you know, Skinner has been tremendous as he took over after Picard. He's made every save in the book. He shut down Dallas. He broke their spirit. And now he got them to the Stanley Cup. You know what I mean? Who's going to choke under the brightest lights, Joe? That's, you know what I mean? We got a rematch here. The last time these teams met in the Stanley Cup, Florida takes a 3-0 lead. Edmonton comes back, wins game, you know, they win 4-5-6, tied up at 3, and then Florida steals the show and wins the Stanley Cup. You know what I mean? This is the type of series we want to watch over again. Who's ever done that? Come back from a 3-0 lead and then losing game 7. Tremendous stuff. I can't wait to watch it. I want to see which goaltender is going to bite first. We know, you know what I mean? It's like, who's going to fear the lights, Joe? You know what I mean? Because you like to call Bobrovsky a rat sometimes. He's been leaky at times. So, you know, who's going to leak first, Joe?
I think Skinner is going to leak, to be honest with you. I don't like the way he looks. Bobrovsky, all of a sudden, helmet off. He's showing his face. He looks confident. Skinner's got the helmet on. He looks a little tight. So we'll see. We'll see. They're jamming. Right now, national anthem's underway. Hopefully, we drop this puck within the next 2 minutes because I'm starting to get antsy here. I did take Florida. I took them with a bunch of totals. Again, under, every game, under. You got these baseball games. Do we have one total? I wish I would have put the kitchen sink on the Angel Red Sox game. That game had 12 runs after the first two innings. You want to talk about just Goldilocks balls? That was it. They jumped out 4-0, the Angels top first. I think they put up 5 runs. Right back come the Bo Sox. Give me a game like that we could eat. We're underway in Atlanta. First pitch, Matias. We got Chris Sale. I hope they wrap him around a tree tonight. I hate Chris Sale. I hope we get the over in that game. Still 1-0. We got a runner on
second. I'm on sale tonight, Joe. I'm on sale tonight. I'm on the Tigers tonight, too. I'm on the Mets tonight as well.
What do you have? What do you have? All the favorites? No chalk? What do you got?
The Mets are dogs. The Mets are chalk. What do you mean? The Mets are dogs. You're plus 20, the Mets. Griffin Canning on the mound tonight. Let's go. I don't trust Gonsolin.
Why don't you take a shot? Why don't you take the Orioles against Seattle? What about that?
Because that game screwed me yesterday. I'm afraid the Orioles are terrible. And you know what? They decided to hit the ball last night and pitch well, and they beat the Mariners. They destroyed the Mariners in the 8th and the 9th. It was a joke. I don't trust the Mariners, Joe. I'm snake bitten by this Mariners team. I take them. They lose. I bet against them. They win. You know what I mean? I don't trust that team. I'm done with them. Skip.
All right. We'll see. We're coming back, baby. We're coming back. We'll see how it plays out. We're just getting started. Carver and Lisi dropping the puck in Edmonton. Stanley Cup action coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here with you on a... Geez, what do we have, Joe? A Wednesday night.
Wednesday. Hump day.
Joe got us going. How you doing, Joe? What's going on, buddy?
I tell you, I wish I would have put the whole bank account on that Angel Bo Sox game. They had 12 runs
and
after two innings.
That game was cranking, Joe. That game was cranking this
afternoon.
Goldilocks.
I know we dropped the puck in Edmonton, just to tell you. Matias and I are both on the Panthers. I took the Panthers plus 104. All right, just wait. I took Verhage and I took Evander Kane to score. That's what I got.
Okay. Well, 1-0 Edmonton. 1-0
Edmonton. Who scored? Evander? Was it Evander Kane?
I don't know. I just turned it on and they're dropping the puck.
Who was it?
Turned it on and they're dropping the puck. So who? I'm not sure. I'll find out right now, Joe. I got you. Don't worry. I'm always right there for you. Draisaitl.
What did I tell you?
Pretty goal, too. So Draisaitl scores a minute into the game, 106 into the game. Edmonton already on the board.
It was, It was yeah, Bobrovsky should have had that with the glove. It was a bad play by Bobrovsky. He got tight.
You're blaming Bobrovsky, huh? That's your guy. You're blaming Bobrovsky.
It hit the glove. It bounced down. You're supposed to catch that. No.
What do you got going on with the baseball?
Don't ask. I'm sick of the baseball. I literally can't stand the baseball. Get me to football season. I think baseball sucks. That's what I think about the baseball. Okay? I'm at my wit's end with the baseball. I hate it. Wow. I hate the sport. That's where I am.
What is happening here? 3-0, 1-0, 1-0, 3-0. Yeah. Where are the runs, Joe?
Yeah, you tell me. Yeah, that's what I want to know. You tell me. Every pitcher's dominant. Yeah, it's a scam. That's what I think. Okay? Personal opinion. Either that or every hitter in Major League Baseball sucks. You tell me which one. Got paid $40 million. They can't hit a baseball. I don't know.
Can't hit a baseball. It's amazing.
I don't know.
1-0 too in this Philly-Toronto game that I just threw on. Now all of a sudden, is Berrios, is Cy Young? Is Berrios out here?
I don't know. Berrios, who's the other one?
Lose Joe or what? There's Joe. Is Joe back? Joe's getting a little...
You got me?
Yeah, we got you.
I don't know what's going on. I think you got me. I don't know. Internet froze. What do you want from me? I can't help. Anyway, there's Berrios, there's Mikolas. Who else? Who's another hack that I... What's going on?
All right, Joe. Joe's going to get himself straightened out here. 3-0, Rays lead the Rangers. Brandon Lau with a homer in that game. Scoreless top first. They must have had... I just popping in. I had the big softball game tonight, my daughter's softball game. Big playoff game.
No.
Yeah, Joe, come on in. Joe, whenever you're ready, you jump in. That's just how it goes. Would they have a rain delay in Atlanta, Joe? Was it raining in
Atlanta? Rain delay in Chicago. 8:41 first.
And they wiped away the Cardinals and the Royals, right? That game got wiped away.
So we make Mikolas, Berrios, who's another hack?
Are they going to play two tomorrow? Yes, they are. They're playing two tomorrow.
What about that guy, BB? BB? What was his name?
BB?
Whatever. And Yankees can't hit it anymore again.
Bats are cold, man, after the West Coast trip. Yank bats
five
are cold.
5-0. 5-0, Tampa. 5-0.
Was it Caminero?
I don't know. You know, it would be nice if these Yankees could break out just once. Just once.
I agree with you. It would be nice if they could break out. 4 minutes in here. Man, Joe, I got to tell you, I thought this game would be an under tonight, this Edmonton-Florida game.
Yeah.
It's got a fast pace here in the first 3.5-4 minutes. It is a fast pace. Fast and loose.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Great to have you with us.
That Bennett. Wide open breakaway.
What time you got on the game?
Am I behind here?
What do you got? I got 14-23.
Yeah, I'm in the face-off right now.
All right, I'm in play. 14-20, 14-19. I'm ahead of you?
No, I'm not. Yeah, 22 again with the...
Yep. Yep, I got you by a couple seconds.
Not good. Peppered him! This Skinner's tight! This Skinner's tight tonight! What's with the Yankees? Seriously, like the Yankees are gonna
going
to leave us
on,
at the end. Nothing's going on. The Yankees suck. You know, everything. I'm miserable right now. Everything that we talked about, those three, you know, we hit two out of three last night.
You know who let us down last night was that Correa.
I know, Correa. He sucks too. Well, did Henderson come in? I turned it off.
He never got the third one. He never got the third one. They left him on third base twice. Twice he was on third base, and they couldn't get him home.
I got a guy for us for the late game.
You got a guy. Who's that?
Meaning I like Nemo tonight. Nemo.
Yeah, a good thing that we're not playing his defense. You see him butcher that ball in left field on the Freeman walk-off last night?
Soto sucks too. I mean, loafing out there like a can of corn. I mean,
Soto came through for you last night. Soto came through.
Plus 140 was a good number for three.
Can you believe the Yankees are getting mystified by this hack, Louis Ortiz? I mean, that's who's shutting the Yankees down here. This Louis Ortiz.
Yeah, but they did this last night too. They did this last night.
So why don't we do what we did last night? Let's take the Yankee live over now.
Just always, why can't they jump out and score 10 runs in the first five innings? Why can't they do that?
Because life isn't that easy, Joe.
Life isn't that easy. They don't score 10 runs at all anymore.
It's 6.5 right now. That seems like I don't know. Well, 6.5, that means if they tied it at 3, you're getting the over.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
I mean, I'd rather play the Yankees plus 2.5.
The algos just don't make sense. The algos just don't make sense. Bottom three, Tampa Bay up 5-0. The total is only 9.5. Why are they begging you to take the over? Why? Just don't get it.
Great question.
It's like the algo knows that all of a sudden, like, you know.
Here comes runs for the Blue Jays, Joe. Blue Jays rounding the bases.
All right. Well, I don't have that game, thankfully. You know,
here comes this Acuna for the Braves. This Acuna.
I mean, the Astros, too. Like, they can't score against all of a sudden this pitching staff in Pittsburgh. They're like, you know, okay. All right.
You took the over in that game?
6.5. I mean, come on. 6.5. I mean, really?
Yes, you got a shot. You need the Astros to tie the game.
And score.
Sad.
I don't know.
What's the total for the hockey game right now?
Total for the hockey game is, let me see. Hasn't moved. All right.
Well, I'm sure it moved when they first scored, but we've had a few minutes go by, so I guess it's probably drifted down a little bit. I liked the under. I thought it was going to be a feel-out game, but seems like a fast pace. Fast and loose. Don't forget, we got to do the golf tonight too, Joe.
Yeah.
Get the golf in there.
Put it in.
Ooh, Acuna almost got one in the head. Whizzed right by him, Joe. Yeah.
What do you like tonight? How'd the game go? How'd the playoff action go tonight?
My first playoff win as a head coach, Joe.
Oh! Did they give you the Gatorade?
We got a couple more hills to climb before we're doing the Gatorade. All right? We're playing the best team now and on Saturday since we won tonight. So now we got to play the one seed.
Afternoon, early morning, what do you got? What time?
1:30 Saturday afternoon.
That's a tough time. I would, 1:30. You're throwing the ace?
I'm going the same lineup I went with tonight. Same lineup. Same pitching order, same lineup, same everything. Going for it. So we only played, this team we're playing on Saturday, we only played them once this year. It was last week because our two game, we were supposed to play them three times. It was rained out twice. And then last Saturday we played them. I was missing half my team, and a couple of my really good players. I only had 7 kids. I had 2 kids. I had 1 kid in the outfield, and they put one of their players in the outfield for me. They absolutely thumped us. They killed us. They beat us 13-1, and they just kept rounding the bases. I had nobody in the outfield. The coach was, really, really sticking it to us. So now I'm showing up Saturday with my whole squad. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Billy Club special.
Well, I'm hoping that, they're all thinking a little light on their feet. We smashed that team. They're no good. Yeah, well, this is going to be an easy win. walked to the championship game, and then I show up with my real team on Saturday, and that ain't the team I had last week. I got my pitchers this week. I got my hitter. I got.
Wow.
So I'm coming in.
Are you going to be aggressive? Or are you going to play? Are you going to play it like Aaron Boone?
Fast and loose. Every base. We're taking every base. Fast and loose.
And here's the thing. They're young girls. I know. I coached it this week, right? You force them to make a play. You have a runner on second, and it's a single.
Make them throw.
You force that defense to make a play. Be aggressive.
Because at this age, 85% of them can't at this age. Right. So so you just got to take them. Runner on second, somebody gets a hit, they're coming home. That's it.
Right.
Aggressive. Push them. Mm.
I love the attitude. Love it.
Aggressive. Oh, I'm ready. I want this one on Saturday. I want it.
Now you had words with this coach, or you just didn't like the way he looked at you?
Well, I personally didn't have really that much of a problem with this guy. There are other people around the league who have had a problem with him. I now see after last week where those problems would have happened. So I'll give you one of my assistants. He doesn't shy away from anything. He's kind of like you. He'll come right out with it. So we're about to do the handshake line after the third, and he put his best pitcher in the fourth inning that closed the game up 13-1. So we get in the handshake line, and he like whispered to me, he goes, "I'm sorry in advance. I'm not holding back here." So we're doing the handshake line. He refuses to shake the guy's hand. He goes, "What are you thinking out there?" And the guy like got to the end of the line. What are you talking about? And he goes, "Did you really need to put Mariano Rivera in a 13-1 game in the last inning?" Giving him the business. Back, "Whoa, what do you mean? Oh, I need to give her work. Did you take an extra base?" Like when you get up 10 runs in this, you know, in this level of girls softball, like station to station when you get up 10 runs. Like give the kids a break. When you got no outfielders, you keep running around the bases. Like, it's just such a poor look. It really is. It's a bad look.
This is it. Bulletin board material. This is it.
We've had some things with a couple of teams this year.
This game streamed? Can I watch this game?
I should put it on the Game Changer app. I'll put the phone up behind the plate.
Game Changer. yes, I watch Game Changer for other people that I know that are put it up there.
Still 1-0. They crossed the 10-minute mark of the first period. 1-1, Panthers goal.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. That's good. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
The Panthers score, Joe, but there was a little bit of controversy on the play. Edmonton actually, challenged the play. I guess they were looking for goalie interference. Now, they were showing Verhaeghe when the goal happened. I've got the goal credited to Bennett, so maybe Bennett got a piece of it. I need to see it again, Joe,
I think he got it on it. They hit it on his ass. I think his ass nipped it in. They gave it the goal.
Well, then he gets the goal. Now, you need an anytime goal from him?
Yeah, but still.
So maybe he scores on the power play here.
Who scored?
Another one.
Rehegi! Was it Rehegi? Was it Rehegi?
I'm watching. Why don't you watch the game and find out?
How I'm watching.
So
I got boots on the ground. Who was it?
He's out there.
Sure. Are you sure?
No, that wasn't Verhage. Marshawn.
What'd I tell you, Joe? What'd I tell you? Verhage and Marshawn, baby. Tonight was the night for Marshawn, baby.
I told you this Skinner was a sieve. I told you he was tight. This guy sucks.
Man, this game is fast and loose. Fast and loose.
Carver.
What's that total pumped up to now?
I don't know. I'm watching all
seven
these other
and a
games.
Half.
Unbelievable. Yankees won't be dazzled by this guy. Here we go. I don't know. All right. Just is what it is at this point. It's so annoying.
Man, no bully ball from the Cubs tonight, huh, Joe?
They started the game, bases loaded. They couldn't get a run, and then that was it. They put the bats away. That's it. Yankees bedazzled right now. Bedazzled.
How about that?
The Yankees. What? How about what?
Man, this Pirate Astro game is a disaster too.
Every game's an under.
So
just
maybe
the
night games, Joe, turn it around.
I'm so frustrated with the baseball.
That Minnesota game the last two nights, those Minnesota A games have been over.
So. Yeah, and they know that. The books know that. The dead balls are coming out. No shot. No shot. The books are cleaning up on baseball.
You're gonna try Baltimore and Seattle again tonight? You got the right guys on the mound. This Herbie Hancock and the Maury Povich.
It's just Carver, I tell you. I don't know. You can't even get 6.5 with the Yankees. Have the Yankees over 6.5. They're gonna be dazzled by them. Crazy.
Well, bottom six. Maybe this is the time they start to get this Ortiz. Third time through the lineup. Let's see if they can get something cooking here, Joe.
All right.
Now might be their last chance to jump in. 3-0 to Grisham right out of the gates. This Ortiz is going to start laboring, Joe.
Okay. All right. Maybe. Okay.
Got Rice-A-Roni coming up next.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Joe, a lot of college football stuff I saw today. People talking football. They're getting ready.
Who's talking?
So MGM tweeting out all their college football odds today. They did a lot of college football today. People are excited, Joe. It's almost here. It's around the corner.
All right. Good for them. Grisham.
Wow.
Walk.
Throwing the stiff arm here to the college football?
No, I mean, we're still about 2 months out.
Throwing the stiff arm.
They upset me. Yeah, 2 months
college,
out.
College football? College football upset
Yeah, what they're trying to do. What they're trying to do. Expand it. You know, SEC breaking away.
Pigs at the trough, Joe. Pigs at the trough.
Let's just kill the sport in a total of 1 year. No tradition anymore. No rivalries. Pretty soon it'll be corporate. That'll be it. Corporate ball.
Every game will have a sponsor, Joe. Like every ball, every game will be sponsored. Texas versus Texas A&M, brought to you by. every game will be sponsored. The Red River Shootout, brought to you by.
Don't say that, yeah. It's not funny, Corby. You know they killed it.
Hey, this is killed just it. Remember something. This is don't your college football.
Stop.
This
don't,
is
stop.
Your college football.
Stop.
You asked for it. Your college football.
I didn't
football.
Ask for it. Give me back to the days of the big red machine with you know, Mike Rozier and Amon Green running down the sidelines and them pasting a team 72-0. Give me that, laying 30. Give me those games, you know?
Is this a 4-on-3 for the Oilers here with a $1.30 yeah. for a $1.36? Wow. Man, they're pumping this Happy Gilmore too. You see that? They keep throwing it, the Happy Gilmore in the penalty box, Happy Gilmore 2, July 25th, Netflix.
Everybody
you excited
that's
for
it?
That, Joe?
No, not excited really. For it's Happy a golf Gilmore movie. Too? It's a golf movie.
So no good then, huh?
Who do they have to take Bob Barker's place? Is it Ric Flair? Who is it? Woo!
I've only seen the trailer, and you're right. It probably did flash whoever was.
No, I know.
His place.
I've read
did
about
this,
it.
Did I, this hump just hit into a double play? This Rice-A-Roni? They got the leadoff walk to Grisham, and this guy hit into a double play.
I don't know, Cole. It's so frustrating. These games are so frustrating. So frustrating.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So Edmonton didn't score on that 4-on-3, Joe.
No?
That they had. No. So still 2-1 with just under 4 minutes left in the first period. Game one of the Stanley Cup Final.
There you go.
Meanwhile, 1-1 Phillies and Blue Jays.
Yeah,
really crazy. Not a lot happening there.
No.
2-0 Nationals Cubs, top nine. The Cubs do have runners on the corners with two outs. Against this Finnegan, trying to see if they can tie the game.
Larry Finnegan?
Larry. 5-0 Rays, 3-0 Guardians. Yankees completely squandered a leadoff walk. He had nothing done there in that one. Scoreless top third, Arizona and Atlanta. Detroit and Chicago are going to start now, Joe, it looks like. They're about to start. The White Sox and the Tigers. You sounded excited about that, like you have a play in it, so.
Nah, I just want to see how it plays out.
Oh, okay. Sure. That's what you want to do. And I'll give you the night games at the top of the hour when we come through as well.
Now, are you gassed up for this golf this week?
I mean, I like the Canadian Open. I obviously it's, you know, next week's a big week. That's the U.S. Open. That's a big major next week. So
anybody else stunned with the golf? Anybody else like a caddy or somebody came through? No.
No, Joe. And that's all for next week. That's not for this week.
I know. But I mean, the automatic qualifier.
High school juniors like that, and all those.
And we don't like that. Yeah. We don't like that. You like those.
Yeah. I mean, they've got no shot out at the actual event. They got no shot.
No shot. Okay. No Cinderella story.
No Cinderella story. They got no shot.
Yeah, these teams are just pathetic. These teams are just garbage. Really are.
Tucker's pinch hitting here. Let's see if Tucker can do it for the Cubbies. I cannot believe how bad the Astros look tonight.
Yeah. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. Yeah, Yankees suck.
Texas pretty gutless too, man. They can't score any runs.
Texas is the worst scoring team in Major League Baseball. They're trending to the under in almost every game.
Royals got pretty bad offensively too because they called that kid up because their offense was so bad.
Yeah. Major League Baseball under and over teams for 2025. Dead last, Texas, 1941. Yeah, 1941-1.
19 overs, 41 unders.
Yeah. Best team is Sacra Tomato at 2, and number one is Chicago, 34-21-5. Everybody else is like Houston, 24-33 to the under in three. Atlanta, they
1-0
suck.
Diamondbacks. 1-0 Diamondbacks.
Colorado, they can't score. They suck.
They Mets. Swept the Marlins.
Come on.
Pirates win 3-0 final. Nationals win 2-0 final. Under. Under. Under.
Where's the overs?
Tonight. Late night games.
Yeah. Okay.
Mets Dodgers. Twins A's. Orioles Mariners.
Got it all figured out.
You want to go after this Giant Padre game again? Or did you have enough of that last night?
I mean, you know, I'm tired of looking at the game cast and seeing 1-0 in the fifth. You know, can we get, you know, 6-5 after three innings? Can we get something like that? Would be nice. I mean, three up, three down. Three up, three down. Three up, three down. Runners on first and second, double play. Runners, strikeout, strikeout, pop up. I mean, every game. Baseball is so boring. It's a boring sport. It's garbage.
It's a boring sport.